Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
That is wild.
Is that crazy?
There's my webpage, my very first one. That's incredible. This is probably today one of the most informative interviews I've ever done. I've done it with a buddy of mine named Louis Arouse. I've been talking to him for about a year, but finally I really got inside his head, or more or less I got inside of his computer. He bookmarked about 12 of his most used favorite websites, and this guy's a genius when it comes to research. And we go over these websites in this next audio interview. If you were to pay me $5,000 just for this information alone, which I'm going to give to you for nothing, you would thank me upside down. It's absolutely one of the best, most informative information audio interviews I've done. Get ready, hold on to your hat, stay in your seat, and get ready for a great informative packed information talk with Louis. Talking to Louis Arouse. And Louis, like I said before, we've been talking for about a year, and I think this is going to be a great talk because you are a guy who has an incredible wealth and knowledge. Anyone who's listening to this and maybe is a neophyte when it comes to the computer, and I think you would agree, and I would stress that the computer and the internet is almost like having an office full of employees. Mm-hmm. Because there is the internet and the ability for its ability to gather information and organize information, especially people who are interested in developing, creating information products, it's an incredible tool.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a list of some of your favorite websites, and I've always said, if I could just meet you, sit there in front of your computer, and look at your favorite bookmarks, the places and the websites that you bookmark for reasons to go back to as far as using it as tools, I'd be a lot more knowledgeable than I am today. And I wanted to go through some of these bookmarks, some of your favorite websites.
Okay, great. I've compiled some of the best bookmarks that I have on my site that would actually be perfect for your clients and the people who come visit your website. So most of these websites and bookmarks that I'm going to show you all deal with either business or marketing in general. So let's go to the first one, because one of the best ways to go through the internet is through search engines. The number one search engine right now is Google.
Now, it hasn't always been the number one, has it? It
hasn't always been the number one. The reason why is because all the other search engines used to work by linking names. So that means that the more keywords you had on your web page, the older search engines used to think that, oh, since he has so many keywords, he must be super important. But that's not always the case. People would just paste thousands of the same keyword on there, and you would rank really high.
And they would try and trick you.
Exactly. It's always changing, but now Google is at the top right now. What it does is it links by how many other pages link to your site. So let's say HardToFindSeminars.com.
Right.
If you have 500 other web pages that they think what you do is fantastic, and they all link their pages to your site, you rank higher than somebody who only has 50 sites connected to theirs. Google says you're more relevant because more people are interested in you.
Is Google the only one doing this?
Basically, because all the other major search engines that are out there, Yahoo, Netscape, AltaVista, all those, they all link to Google. If you notice, when you go to their page, you see powered by Google.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or did Google buy them all out?
No, they didn't buy them out. It's just that the other technologies realized how powerful Google is, and they said, hey, why should we do all the work? They kind of joint ventured, you might say, and said, let's partner up with Google.
Okay.
So that's the way they do it.
I mean, it seems kind of unfair, you know. Like, I think I've got a great website, but I have very few people linking to my website for whatever reasons.
Yeah.
I guess my only other option, which I've exercised, is to buy keyword placement on Google.
That is another way, yes.
And that's pretty darn effective, too. You know, if anyone's out there on Google, would it also work with the other websites? Since AltaVista and Yahoo are linking to Google, if I have a bought keyword position, for instance, if you type Jay Abraham, I come up there on the right side under Google. Does that influence my searches on these other linking sites that link to Google?
It does many times, because I've also noticed how the links on the right-hand side many times they'll even be more focused for the thing that I want.
Right.
Google is just going by algorithms and however, you know, they're trying to work. But the people many times on the right side of the page, they know specifically that this is the stuff you're looking for. So that's why they're posted there on those main keywords.
Okay, well, let's do this. Anyone listening who wants to follow on, I'm going to google.com, and that's google.com. Or you can click on the link right in the description under this audio clip if you're listening online. If you're listening on the audio CD and you're not in front of your computer, later on you can go to Google, google.com. So here it is.
It looks really simple, and you say, you know, what's all this? You know, this doesn't look all that impressive. However, like they always say, don't judge a book by its cover, don't judge a website by the front page. This is the main search engine page, okay? You could type in any search term in there, and you click Google search, and it will pop up whatever websites you want. So most people, they know generally what a search engine does and how it works. This isn't really what I want to show you. What I want to show you is all the other cool stuff that Google does. So let's try the advanced search options. Sorry, go down to where it says search services and tools.
Services and tools.
Okay, click there. Now, this is where Google really shines, okay, because they come out with all these other programs and applications for their site that you can use to search in so many other different ways. You have Google Answers. That's fantastic, because if you need a question answered, you can just go there, ask the question, offer $2 or a little bit more, depending on how desperately you want the answer, and real experts answer the question that you have and give you back all the information you need.
Any question you can think of.
Any question you can think of.
So if it's internet related, research related,
marketing related, history related, doesn't matter.
You can go to this Google Answers, type in the question, and do I have to sign up before I use the service?
No.
Okay, so I can ask my question. Do I have to pay somebody?
You have to pay. It's as little as $2.50. You have to log in to create it's a free Google account.
So I do have to set up an account.
Yes, but then you pay $2.50. That's as little as you do it. And within 24 hours, they give you back the answer. Satisfaction is fully guaranteed.
So this is like having literally a research team on your side.
Yeah, for as little as $2.50.
That's unbelievable.
And you can do arts and entertainment, business and money, computers, family and home, science, sports, miscellaneous, anything.
Who are the people answering the questions?
These are experts that Google sets up. People apply to become an expert with Google. They check out your background, see if you are the person that you are and how good you are, and then boom, you're hired.
That's excellent. You know, do you remember the story about, I think it was in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, when, maybe you can repeat it for anyone listening, about Henry Ford, mm-hmm. when they were trying to discredit him?
Yeah, the story goes that Henry Ford was accused of being an ignorant man. So they brought him in front of a trial judge and a jury.
Was this after his success, building Ford?
Yes, this is after his big success.
Why were they trying to prove he was ignorant?
Because they wanted to knock him down. They wanted to take over his business. They wanted to prove how, you know, incompetent he was and he couldn't run the business. So people, and on top of that, you know, with people, they always want to criticize you, especially when you're doing good. So they came down and they said, you know, Henry Ford, you're an ignorant man. And they proceeded to ask him trivia questions. I'm not that good at Trivial Pursuit. I don't know about you.
No.
There's a whole bunch of questions in there I couldn't answer. So they tried asking him different things, like how many soldiers died in World War II, and all these different questions. And he said, I don't know. And I don't know. And I don't know. And they said, proof. See? This gentleman is ignorant. So he said, listen, hold on a second. I have a row of push buttons on my desk that I could push any one of those buttons there and have a man come in and answer any one of the silly questions you give me. But why should I fill my head with such silly nonsense when I can instead use my mind for other things that are more important?
Exactly. It reminds me of that story, this does, because, you know, when we talk about marketing and when I talk about creating information products and marketing, and it's all about leverage. And that's exactly what Google is in the Internet, but especially Google, because they've refined such incredible tools. And this Google Answers, in the next couple things we're going to talk about shortly, are absolutely leverage. And that's why I say it is like you're one guy, and being able to find the answers to anything is like having a team of research scientists working for you, all on your behalf for pennies.
Exactly. One of my favorite slogans is brain on tap, not on top.
There you go.
Let's turn the spigot on, and there comes your brain out.
Have you used Google Answers yourself?
Yeah, I've used Google Answers. Surprisingly enough, I haven't had to pay yet because they also list the answers that other people have already asked, questions and answers, and I go through there and I find the stuff that I was already looking for.
And, you know, that also makes me think, let's say you wanted to develop an information product, and if Google was going to list all the questions people have already asked, it's a great way to create an outline for a product.
Yes.
Because when you're selling a product, you want to answer people's questions. You can go in there and search business or marketing, list all the questions that people have asked, use that as an outline for creating an information product, and actually copy all the answers, too.
In a little while, I'm going to show you another little website that you'll be able to even do more of that with.
Let's move on, because we don't have a lot of time. This blew my mind when you showed me this yesterday, and let's talk about this Google Catalogs. What is it?
Google Catalogs. Okay, you have every single catalog, practically every single catalog that's available out in the world as far as businesses go.
And this is the actual full-color catalog.
Color catalog.
The pictures and everything.
Pictures and everything. Fully searchable. You can look at it as if it was right in your hand.
So Google has compiled and scanned every single page of every single catalog that has signed up with them, and it's a lot of them.
Correct. And to go to it, actually, the address is catalogs.google.com.
Okay, or under Google Services and Tools, there's a link right in there also.
Exactly. Okay, so you have everything, apparel, computers, consumer electronics, it doesn't matter, it's all in there.
J. Crew, L.L. Bean, Land's End, Dell, PC Connection, Radio Shack catalog, Discount School Supply.
So all you gotta do is you can either search and browse your favorite catalog, or you type in, let's say you want television, or you want, like you were talking before, ID pen. You type it in there, and it'll pop up every single catalog that is related to that subject. So you can even see right then and there and match prices that other people have. Also, you have the copy right there that other people use for their catalogs, and you can get great ideas for your copy for your own product.
Unbelievable. Forget about having to stock a, you know, when we talk about in direct marketing to keep a tickler file or a file drawer full of great examples of copy.
Yeah.
Google has done this for you already.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, as far as a marketing project, let's say I went to any catalog, and sometimes when catalogs are selling products, when they send out a whole catalog, you can literally take one product that you're excited about in that catalog and create a direct mail campaign just off that one product.
Yep.
And you can basically steal the copy right there, have a good outline of copy that has already been written by professional copywriters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's so powerful. It's amazing. And to think, I mean, what, 10, 20 years ago, none of this was around.
Right.
It's so powerful. Okay. So next one is, I'm just going to breeze through this one really quickly, Google News. Because this one here has 4,000 continuously updated news sources. With this site right here, you will always be in the know. Okay, every 15 minutes or so, it goes in search of every single news source out there and pulls back all the articles so you know exactly what's going on.
Wow.
If you want to know what's up to the minute in business, just click on business and you'll see everything that's going on.
Do you think this news comes out before you hear it on TV or CNN?
Before CNN, probably. a lot of these yet, because a lot of these are also connected to AP wire and different things like that, and some even from other countries. So you'll be able to get it even before they do here in the United States. That's the amazing thing about the internet. You know, you're able to get stuff from other countries and learn things that our own news organizations don't necessarily have or tell them.
Okay. Here's something I want to talk about, and you don't have it on there, but I've used this in a lot of different instances, and that's Google Images.
Oh, yeah, that's another great one.
Because let's say, go ahead and explain what Google Images is.
Google Images, it just goes, puts in the search and searches the term in there, and it goes and finds every picture related to that subject. So let's say you want, let's say the kids want today Harry Potter, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put Harry Potter for a product you have coming up. You type in that, and every single image related to Harry Potter is going to pop up on your screen.
And it says here it has over 390 million images.
Correct.
So instead of searching search terms, you're searching images, and it'll pull the pictures off the websites that may be related. And the way I've used this the most, two things, I've used it to teach my child, Joseph. I say, what do you want to see? What do you want to see? He says, let's see a tree processor, which is big forestry equipment machinery. I'll type in processor, and there's a picture of processor. So you want to see ladybugs? I type in ladybugs, and there's a ladybug. It's a great teaching tool for your young child. But I use it specifically if I'm looking for something that I can't find in the regular search engines, sometimes by typing in and searching it under the images, it'll pull up the image that'll lead me to the website that I'm looking for. So, for instance, my invisible ink pen, if I type in invisible ink pen, I can find out all the companies who are marketing my invisible ink pen because the original pictures came from me, and I can see who's selling my invisible ink pen or see what media sources have picked up on a story and downloaded the photo from my idpen.com website.
Okay, that's fantastic. Exactly. Okay. Now go to the next one that we have there. Google Press Center?
Yes, what's Google Press Center?
Okay, this is amazing because what this site does is it actually shows you the search patterns, trends, and different things that people are searching for on Google. Every country, virtually every country in the United States, and it gives you all the top 10 in each different area. So if you go through here, you can see October, the top things in October that people were looking for. Okay, the declining things that people are looking for.
Now, what is declining? Meaning?
That it's dropped off the list. You know, that people aren't searching for this as much as they were the month before. If you scroll down through here, you can see also which web browsers are being used. That's great because if you're designing your web page, you want to make sure and see that your web page is compatible with the one people are using the most. So you can also see different things. Let's say you want to create a product for the United Kingdom alone. You can see all the new topics that are going on there and create new products. You have Canada, Germany, Spain, France, Japan, Italy. So
it's giving me the top search terms for United Kingdom, the top search terms for Canada, for Germany, for Spain, for France, and for Japan.
Yeah, some things that we have never even heard of, people are looking for in other countries. And you have two ways. Either you can bring that product here and advertise it, or you can go do it backwards and advertise something here that they don't know about over there.
Wow. That is wild.
It's so powerful. Everything in here. Okay. Another one, which is interesting, is the next one called Google Fight. GoogleFight.com. Google and then Fight, F-I-G-H-T. Okay. It's kind of like a little fun game that you kind of make, where you put in one keyword, you put in another keyword, you press the make a fight button, and it tells you which one ranks higher than the other. But this is useful because you can find out if you have two different products that you're considering, you want to find out which one's more important, which one more people interested in, which one more people know about. You can put those two words together and find out which one comes out on top. It's kind of like to help you make decisions. Okay.
Like, for instance, I typed in ID pen, all one word, and then I typed in police ID pen. And ID pen got 36 results. Police ID pen says 46,000 results.
Mm-hmm.
The winner is police ID pen. What does that tell me?
So now that might be a new keyword you might add in to your website. Okay, because more people are going to look for that. You can also make it so those are the people you're going to focus in on. For me, I think that came out 500,000 results.
Did you put a space in it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't do a space, so.
Okay. So, once again, that still works as well, because now you know which different keywords are going to pull up more often.
What are these numbers? For instance, police ID pen, 46,000 results. What does that 46,000 results tell me?
Web pages have those search terms on them.
Now, if I put quotations around police ID pen, would that tell me that the whole word police ID pen is in one section rather than broken up?
Correct.
Okay, that makes a difference.
Okay, and then what you could do is, from that, you can find other websites that you should be linking to, because it's related to your product, or you can also do joint ventures with them as well. So let's go to the next. Internet Archive.
Internet Archive.
The Wayback Machine. Let's say there's, many times it's happened, the internet's always changing, and you went to a site and there was something on it that you wanted and you enjoyed it so much, and then you go away for a while, you come back, and a couple months later, it's gone.
All right, so this Internet Archive is not anything with Google.
Not anything with Google.
All right, so we're kind of finished with Google, even though there's more there. Okay, so this Internet Archive, www.archive, archive.org, what is it?
This is kind of like the whole archive of the Internet, you might say. They went to every single web page out there, collected all the web pages, and put it on their computers. I can go and look at what the first page of Hard to Find Seminars looks like.
Wow. Okay, how about michaelsinoff.com, which was one of my websites, no longer. I wonder if that would be in there, michaelsinoff.com. Let's see what happens here. This would be a great tool for the government to use.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they do. So how have you used this service?
I've used the service to be able to find articles that people got rid of, things that people aren't using anymore, and then I can take it, either use it myself, put it on my website, or even find sometimes programs that people had on there that I really wanted, but they got rid of it, so they're not doing it anymore.
Would the downloads still be on the archive?
Many times, yes.
You're kidding.
No, many times, yes.
Okay.
All right, and then you can go and just do it that way.
Okay, here we go. It pulled up searches from michaelsinoff.com. It's a website I had back in 2001, and then I changed it to Hard to Find Seminar. So it gives me three pages, one from July 5th, July 21st, and September 23rd. See, I'm clicking. There it is. That is wild.
Isn't that crazy?
There's my web page, my very first one, and they've saved it for me. And I can copy and paste. Think if someone loses all their websites through a computer crash or whatever, they can go to this site and pull it back up. That's incredible.
So I've had it many times. People, you know, they say, oh, I can't find that anymore. Where can I get that? And then I go right here, I pull it up for them, and I go, here you go. They go, where'd you find that? And I go, trade secret. So, Mike, you're learning all my little secrets.
Well, that's what I wanted. I told you I wanted to access your brain.
They're getting it, man.
This is a good one.
That's very nice.
How else can someone use this?
Well, you wanted to see the old concepts and old ideas that people had from the past.
How far back do you think it goes?
It goes back to as far as 1996.
1996.
Type in, you want something fun? Type in Yahoo.
And if we type in Yahoo...
Have you ever seen the original Yahoo page?
No.
Well, now you get it.
Do I type in Yahoo.com or just Yahoo? Does it start throwing stuff off after a certain amount of time? Do you think it really archives it for long term?
Yeah, for as far as back as 1996, you got the Yahoo on there.
Oh, that's when they started, right?
Everything that you see on there with a little star, that's when they actually made a change to the web page. If you click on that one... That's just the first Yahoo page.
Whoa, look at that. The very first one, October 17th, 1996.
Yep.
Look at that. Now, are these links active?
Not for the search engine. For a regular web page, somebody's regular, because, you know, Yahoo was just too big. For a regular web page, yes. Who went to the first J. Abraham website?
I was just going
to
do it. I wonder what it was, Abraham.com?
Yeah, it's Abraham.com.
Let's check it out, Abraham.com.
Because I've gone on there, and I found stuff on there that he doesn't have anymore on his new site.
Wow. All right, there's Abraham.com, 1998, January. Oh, look how terrible that is.
So you can start from there, but you go if you go to the free button, you click there, there's other stuff that you can get. If you go to the article, you can go through there, and you can find stuff that was on his old webpage that he doesn't have anymore on his new webpage, as far as articles, different topics that he had on there.
Downloads.
Different downloads that he had on there. And it's just amazing the difference you can find there.
So the way this thing works, sometimes it'll actually save everything on the website. It's different from just a snapshot of the page.
It's everything.
Oh, wow, that's great. Everyone should just be spending time on these sites, just, you know, learning about them, reading more, because there's probably so much more than what we're talking about within these sites.
Yeah, there is. Let's get out of this one and go to the next one really quick. The next one is AdFlip.
AdFlip, AdFlip.com.
Correct.
All right, what is AdFlip?
This one is every single advertising and marketing done from as far back as 1940.
Lewis, why don't you tell me about this? I mean, God. You know, you're being real selfish holding this stuff to yourself until I have to squeeze it out of you. When did this site start?
I don't know exactly when it started. We can find out using archive.com, though.
All right, so you're saying AdFlip is what? Every
single large classic print ad that was done in a magazine, in a newspaper, from as far back as the 1940s. What's amazing is you go, they'll even show you the top, today's top 10. You can go through different publications, Archie, Automobile Magazine, Car and Driver, Cosmo, everything. Then you've also got, you can do a regular search. You can search by year if you want. For the top 25 of them, it's just amazing. You can go by category, automotive, business, computers.
What would be cool to look for? Something old. I got an idea. You know who Joe Kosman is, right?
Yeah.
E. Joseph Kosman. How about Ant Farm? Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's two words, Ant Farm?
Searching is only for members.
Oh, you have to be a member for this.
Well, you can click and look through. Try to do this. Go to the top 25.
Yeah, it looks like members. I wonder what it costs.
Click on the Sammy Davis Jr. picture.
All right, there we go.
It's just the top part. It's for them. So there, these are the top famous ones that are there.
Here's a Charles Atlas ad.
Yes.
Lewis, this is unbelievable. Here's a Charles Atlas ad. Now, I wonder, can you zoom in on it? Oh, yeah, click the enlarge ad. Let me prove I can make you a new man. Direct marketers and people who do copywriting, this is a gold mine. This is unreal.
And then, so let's see, we can also go by electronics. You want to look at all the different electronic things that we have. Click on, which is categories. Click on, actually, if you want, you can see, you want to see Bill Gates back in the day?
Yeah.
You got that as well. Click on computers in the search term. Go to retailers.
All right, well, where are you looking on? Oh, under the categories?
Click that last one, Sandy.
That's Bill Gates. Whoa. This is from the 80s.
Uh-huh, and you get to see right there, that's the whole article. And it has a Radio Shack ad that he had.
Oh, man, Lewis, this is unreal. I wonder how much it is to be a member of this.
Wow, $102 per year.
Oh, man, that's nothing. Here, look, you can buy 7 days for $14.
Yes, if you just need to pull a couple off, that's all you need. But, I mean, there's so much stuff on here. I never even looked there because there was so much.
How did you find out about this?
Searching the internet, man. Just going through Google.
Who started this thing, I wonder? You're just going to have to take time and research it. This is awesome. This is unbelievable. I'm going to take some more time and come back here and look at how many publications they archive. This has got to be owned or partly owned by one of the clipping services, I bet.
Another one is Who's Mailing What? This one you showed me.
Yep. Let's go to Who's Mailing What? Who's Mailing What was started by a guy named Dennison Hatch. You go ahead and tell us what it is.
Well, this one is similar to the other one, but what this one is, instead of all the articles and ads that were inside magazines, this one is direct mailing pieces that people sent out. So it works exactly the same way. You sign up with the account here. It's a free account, I believe, for the most part. And if you want to actually have them send you a copy of the actual article, then you got to pay for it. But you can search and find out what people were mailing back whenever when. Type in J. Abraham, Dan Kennedy, Bill Meyer. you'll see all the ads that these people have created.
Not only ads, if you're doing direct mail, this is actual direct mail, when you're selling through the mail, this guy archives more than 150,000 mailings in more than 180 categories. So let's say I want to create and market a boot camp. Well, what I can do is I can steal ideas from Jay Abraham or whoever is in the boot camp marketing arena. I can go to who's mailing what, type in Jay Abraham, and for $50 they will send me the entire, say, Mr. X direct mail promotion or the entire Mastermind Marketing direct mail promotion that Jay sent out to his list. So this guy gets on every single mailing list and just collects this stuff, archives it, and resells it as a research service. And this is for your direct mail. If you're doing direct mail, the ad flip is if you're creating or researching print advertising, mainly in magazines. This, yeah, it's an incredible research tool right there. All right, let's move on.
Relaunch.com.
All right, what is it?
Relaunch.com is part of economy.com. This is the web's largest data library.
What does that mean?
Demographics for everything you could think of. Industry, population, household, gross domestic product, income earnings, labor market.
Relaunch.com is a website with the largest collection of demographics.
If you wanted to know the flow of household funds in a certain state or a certain country, you can go right here and find out. If you want to know what's the best product that's being imported or being exported, you can find out here. If you want to know real estate stats and how much of the sales are going for in a certain area, this is where you can go. All right, next is bizstats.com.
Bizstats, B-I-Z-S-T-A-T-S. .com.
Right.
Free and instant business statistics.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me about it.
So here, there's a couple things you can do. So you can either benchmark your business and find out, you put in the amount of money that you have going on in your business, and you can compare it nationally with everyone else and see how well your business is doing compared to everyone else. That's just a fun little thing to do.
You do like your gross sales?
Yeah, and your business total revenue. But the real fun part is go down a bit and you see the national business statistics. Here you can learn the average sales per store location. Okay, the size of the U.S. market by industry. You can learn the most popular small businesses that are out there, the safest and the riskiest small businesses.
Is this a private company compiling all this?
I don't know.
Look at this.
Justice on Business Owner, Patrick O'Rourke, is a CPA. Statistical information, yeah, Washington. It's Washington related. And it's just amazing. Inventory turnovers by industry. Return on equity by industry. How many S corporations are profitable. Just amazing the amount of information you can find on here. So this is great to figure out what kind of a product you want to create, kind of an area you want to market in, what else is out there that people are doing, what people are interested in.
This stuff is so important. It may seem dry and a lot of number crunching, but marketing is a business of mathematics. And it's also business of research and understanding your marketplace. Before you market anything, whether it's an information product or a widget, you have to understand your market, your customers. And the better you understand them, the better you get inside their head, the better you understand how many of them out there are potential, legitimate potential prospects. Not just assuming it, but doing the research, the higher your chances of success are going to be.
Exactly.
And it's about homework, homework, homework. Research, research, research. That's the same with copywriting. If you can nail your market, your chances are incredibly improved.
And if you go down a little bit farther, so let's talk about improving and learning, you have small business industry. So the first part was for bigger industries. Now there's smaller industries. And you can find even more directed for the things that you're interested in your business.
So I'm going to click on Dennis. Size and composition of industry.
Okay, how many proprietors are out there? How many corporations are out there? We don't know about partnerships.
But it just shows you there's 110,000 proprietors. These dentists aren't even incorporated.
Exactly.
That's stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, for most most part, yeah.
So you got a dentist. A lot of these dentists are making big money. I mean, the first thing that popped into my head is these guys need to be incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Dear dentist, I just found out through some research on the internet that you're not even incorporated. Do you realize how at risk your company is?
That's fantastic.
And you send a stupid direct mail letter. You just tell them the truth. I did a research on bizstats.com. We found out that you and 102 other thousand dentists aren't even protected by a corporation. What are you, crazy?
And if you go down a little farther, you can also find out how their net income and operating expenses are dispersed in their business. Find out how much they're spending in advertising. 0.8% of their income goes to advertising.
All right, I'm looking at net income and operating expenses as percent of revenue.
Exactly. Prior to
0.8% in advertising. Bad debt shows you they're not chasing money, are they?
No, they're not. But now they spend a lot on insurance, 1.7%. Okay, the depreciation of the business.
Rent.
And most of what they spend is salary and wages.
Salaries and wages.
And if you know a way, let's say you have a sort of a sales process, a sort of sales training technique, and you can show them how to improve their sales so they can pay the people better, that number, by percentage-wise, will go down. So they'll see benefits.
Exactly.
So much stuff in here you can learn.
Or you can see what they're spending the most money on, and believe me, these guys know, since most of them are sole proprietors, they know what biggest expense is, and it's in their salaries and wages. So what if you sent them or sold them an information product on how to cut their salaries and wages in half?
Yeah.
Because you know 19.3% compared to everything else, it's 2 to 3 times higher than any other expense in the business. And you know that hurts.
Exactly.
That's great. This is great. Okay, what else on here?
Okay, so all these different things. You got direct mailings or marketing methods. How people in retail, how they get their stuff out. It's just an amazing amount of information you can find here.
That's great, Lewis.
Okay, let's go to the next one. These are for people who need money, okay? The same guy with Matthew Lesko we were talking about before, basically where he gets all his information for the most part.
Catalog of Federal Domestic Assistance?
Yes. Okay. This is every single grant, loan that the government gives out. You can go on here and apply for your own grants or your own loan for your company or your business or a project you're putting up or a new invention that you've got. Whatever it is, to start your own business, however you want to do it, you can go in here, find the actual location where you can subscribe to get the grant proposal, and then you get money.
Wow.
The government gives you money. This is the government website.
So this is when you see all those classified ads on how to get a loan from the government, and they're selling an information product, which is probably very similar to the information right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you used this at all?
I haven't used it at all because I know a lot of other techniques that you can get around and around using the internet and a lot of other different methods to make money without having extra money. Okay, but many of the people that I've met, they have needs for bigger products that they want to bring out really quickly, or they're doing real estate investing, let's say. And this is the place where I send them, and they go, "This is amazing. I didn't know this was here." Okay.
Okay, that's wonderful.
All right, the next one I want to show you, here's the website, though, www.pueblo.esa.gov.
I know what this is without you even telling me because I remember the commercials on TV.
Yeah.
This is the government's information center.
Uh-huh.
Great.
The same thing. You know, they say, send to Pueblo, Colorado. These are all the little booklets and manuals that the government puts out, written by experts. They put these out, little manuals, and you can either order them so they're sent to your house, or you can read them online.
You can read the whole thing online?
The whole thing online is free.
You can copy and paste it?
Copy and paste it.
And isn't there something about government publications?
They have no copyright on it.
No copyright. So anyone wants to design an information product, they can access all the paid writers that the government has paid probably millions and millions of dollars. Everything's edited. Everything's spelled correctly. Everything's formatted. formatted, and we can just go into a publication, copy and paste it, and have the rights to sell it?
You got it. Let's test it out. Here you go. Go to small business on the left-hand side. Small business. Okay, click on that one there. The first one there. You want to do a small booklet on how to avoid business scams?
Advanced fee business scams.
You can either pay 50 cents or you hit the little HTML icon. Right, hit that, and there you go.
Wow. This is unbiased information.
Yeah.
You know, the government is trying to protect you and me.
Exactly.
This is wonderful.
You want to do a product for information with cars?
Yeah. Okay.
You click on cars. Go to the top there. Click on cars. Look at all the stuff in there you got for cars. Or if you have another product and you want to add special reports. One of the biggest things that I've noticed is when you create a product, you put your whole heart into that product.
Oh, yeah.
And many times you're like, I want to add special reports, but I put everything in there.
Yeah, you could do how to buy a new car.
Right here.
All PDF. Oh, Lewis, man. I mean, I knew about this. I didn't know the website, and I see the commercials, and I've been meaning to find... I mean, I didn't know they had it all digitized.
Mm-hmm.
How to buy a new car. I'm looking for a new car. We're looking for a van.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. This is great. Have you used this to create some of your information products?
Yeah, actually I have. I've created some of them from here. Just took different tidbits and ideas and just put them all in there.
So we talk about leverage again. The most important thing is not putting your energy and time into creating your own product because it's been done. And here it is, copyright free for you. Been written, you just add to it or take away or mold it or change it to your market, but the main part of it has been done. And your real efforts should be in buying and investing in marketing education material from me.
I'm going to save all your listeners right now. Click on the money section. Now scroll down where it says credit. These are the exact places where all those things you see on the TV and all the ads you get in the mail, they say, oh, we'll teach you how to improve your credit, how to find out about your credit, right here.
But they're charging you for it.
They're charging you $30, $40, $50 for this special report right here. This is where they get it.
Some of these things are pretty long, too.
Yeah. It's not like a pamphlet or anything. Some of these are really, really good reports. So if you want to learn how to build a better credit, protect your credit laws, credit matters, credit reports.
Here's something great. ID theft when bad things happen to your good name.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
As you go down a little bit farther, it talks about investing.
Pat and I get scammed. 66 ways to save money. Build wealth, not debt. Building financial freedom. Certificates of deposit. Tips for investors. Consumer's Almanac. Get the facts on saving and investing. You know, Joseph Kaufman, he did a whole book on this.
Yeah.
Joseph Kaufman did a whole book on how to create and develop and access free government information.
That's right. And I'm showing it to you all for free.
Man, this is great. Retirement planning, annuities, and this is all unbiased information. So there's never some kind of little man in your head saying, well, what do these guys want? You know, you can't totally trust someone who has a reason to sell you something.
There was a recent scam that somebody just I heard about. They won $500,000. In order for them to get the $500,000, they had to spend $1,000 to release the money.
Was this true that they really did win it?
No.
It was a scam.
They sent the money, and then they were waiting, where's my money? They tried calling back, phone was disconnected, gone. And if ever somebody asks you, you have to send money in order to get money, that's a scam.
Here's something I'm looking at under bankruptcy. And under bankruptcy, you know, if you want to find out your credit report, they list the three different credit companies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax, and they have the 800 numbers and the links where you can get a free credit report.
Yep.
So you can look and see what your credit is like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Isn't that powerful?
Oh, Lewis, this is great. Let's keep moving though here.
Next one, free legal advice.
Let's go to free legal advice.
That's where I want to go. All right, free legal advice. This one here. Who needs a lawyer anymore? Okay, all the information you need is right here. You need a lawyer if you're going to go to court. Okay, but in here, if you need a quick question answered, $75 an hour. You know they start charging as soon as they pick up the phone. Here you can get all your questions answered. You need business law? Click on business law. Let's see what we get here. What are some of the common types of business organizations? What is a business? Do I need a taxpayer identification number? Do I need any licenses or permits? Do I need a fictitious business name? I mean, everything in here. There's so much work. There's so much information you can find on here.
That is incredible.
The website is freeadvice.com. That's the website, freeadvice.com.
All right, so this is another website?
No, that is the same website that we were on.
Okay, freeadvice.com.
And this has got everything in here. It's just being your own personal lawyer. Okay,
Lewis, that's a good one there, too.
Next one, searchsystems.net. This is the public records locator for every state and also U.S. territory as well.
All right, what is a public systems locator?
If you need to know the records, California. Okay, let's go click on California.
So this is how to find information on anyone, kind of?
On anyone. Academic performance index, adoption lawyers, alcohol beverage control, alumni database. You can find anything and everything about people, about different industries, right in here.
Is this free?
Yeah, except for the green link that says pay. But everything else that's in blue here is free. You need to know your death records.
Cool, right.
To know Department of Motor Vehicle vanity plates, and I'm going to get those.
Okay, here, licenses, dental licenses.
This is amazing.
So it's a search. It's not going to give me the list, though.
Yeah.
My wife just went to the dentist this morning. Let's see, his last name is Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E. Is that how you spell it? Levine, Bob Levine. Let's see if I can match him up. Yep, there he is, Robert Levine. Claremont Mesa Boulevard.
So now you know if the guy is legit.
Wow. This is great.
So you can do this for so many people. And these are all connected to the actual databases that have the actual people's records. So when the guy took his test or he did his licenses, this is where it goes. You need to find out more information about limited liability companies, limited partnerships, here too. You need to find out information about lobbyists or missing children, got it in here.
Okay, I'm going to add one of my favorites to this list. It's called Merlin Information Systems. And what this does, this is a service that's used by private investigators where if you want to do a search on somebody, we could search your name or my name or anyone's name, and it'll pull up all the public records on them. It's a little different than this. Here you're searching a database, but it won't give you access. You can't type in a name and search everything, but with this MerlinData.com, and it'll allow you to search a name, and it'll give you all kinds of public information listed under that name for free. And then if you want to dive into it a little bit more, you'll pay per search. You got to get signed up with an account with them. But I've used that many times on checking backgrounds of people and making sure they're legitimate. But this is wonderful here, too. I'm telling you, it's been one of the best, most informative, detailed, useful information recordings I've ever done.
I appreciate it.
Okay? Why don't we do this? I'm going to stop the recording, and if anyone wants to get in touch with Lewis and want to pick his brain anymore, please email me and I'll hook you up with him, and I'm sure we're going to do a sequel to this, Lewis, okay?
Great.
Here's a tip. If you're listening to these audio recordings in MP3, here's a way where you can listen through the content twice as fast and still be able to absorb all the information. What you want to do is you want to go to a website and download a free trial of goldwave.com, GOLDWAVE.com. Now, this is an audio file editor, and one of the features on this editor is it allows you to play the audio recordings at any speed you want. So you can have it speed up to where it sounds like you're listening to the chipmunks where their voices are real high. But I do a lot of editing of audio recordings, and I find when I'm doing the editing, you're still able to listen to audio content about twice the speed of normal language. And it takes a little bit of practice, but you can fly through audio content. So if you like to learn by audio and you want to listen to content and you don't mind listening to the different higher pitch voice, it's a very effective effective way of getting through content twice as fast. You may not know what barter is or what the trade industry is, but it's a tremendous, a multi-billion dollar industry, and I've come up with a loophole on how to take advantage of this industry and literally put thousands and thousands of dollars worth of savings into your pocket. You can hear me do it for real. In this 15-minute recording, I will show you how I saved for personal expenses almost $10,000 with only about 15 minutes of telephone calls. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this, and instead of me telling you how to do it, I show you how. You can listen to me do it for real. So head on over to the product section at hardtofindseminars.com. In the light blue column on the left, click on the link that says Barter Secrets, and you can hear it all in action. I think you're going to find this fascinating.